Zayn Makolos Ali, Zayn Makolos Ali. So the Gemara explains that, I mean, the Zayman in Tessir has reference to Messiah, and Zayn Makolos Ali has reference to Mechomemcha. Zayn Yishalat Zayn Lepachet Mechetzel, Zayn Yishalat Zayn Lepachet Mechetzel, Yachleik. It's not clear from the Russian of Rashi how he holds. Schneimod and Talos has said, Dafke Irzu, Dich Shnei Murzokim Bo, Zayn Leze Keyar Bo Yeisa Mezeh. He says, so he says, Dafke Ichazi. But then he says, so if Rashi had just mentioned the Loshin, Dafke Ichazi in Dishneim or Zokimbo, then it would imply that only when it's Erzin there is a din of Yachleiku, but when it's not Erzin, there is no din of Yachleiku, like Rabbi likes the Shita of Chesed, that it would be called Al Midvar if it's not Erzin. But then Rashi says, ואין לזה כיער בו יסע מזה שיהיו הויסע בידכות לבד הרעיד החמית מחזי ריבולוב לא וראי הבאים ששלהם ומזה זה שואל. So it's more משמע from the concluding expression of Rashi that Rashi does not intend to exclude the case where no one is murdered. In other words, that Rashi does not agree with the case here at Barmasko Yachleiku that where neither one is a case. So then Teise says that it's not Yachleiku, it's called Al Nidva. Rashi intends, it's mashma more from the Lashon of Rashi. This is better to discuss it, but it's mashma more from the Lashon of Rashi, that Rashi only wants to exclude the case where one is more than the other. Shiro hoisa b'yadechot levadei, haveido hamit mechaveri v'olit lo v'rayim. The idim shishalei. So in other words, Rashi only excludes the case where one holds and the other one not. Or, let's say, Rashi might also have in mind the case of Hadukim. Let's say, suppose someone is the Oduk, let's say, in the head, and then the other one would be only Ochud Mikakashte. So the one who is Oduk in the head, so he gets that head that he is Oduk. So Rashi only wants to exclude the case where one is more Tofus than the other. Mashainke, in the case where neither one is tofus, it's mashma more from the Lashon of Rashi that it would also be Yachleiku, not like Teisus here. Because Rashi says, Tafkir the Shneim Ozokim Bo, Vein Lo Zeh Keya Bo Yeisa Mezeh. So what does he intend? If Rashi Shita had been like Teisus, that the whole din of Yachleiku is only in the case where they are both Eichei, then why should Rashi say, Vein Lo Zeh Keya Bo Yeisa Mezeh? It would have been sufficient if Rashi had said, Daf Geyos in the Shnei Mozokim. That's all. Why does he emphasize, Ve'im Lozeh Keyar Bo Yisam Ezeh? So it's more mashma that Rashi holds that the din of Yachleiku would apply even to a case where they're not Eichi. Even where neither one is Eichi. But Rashi excludes the case where one is Eichi, the other one is not Eichi. Is not Eichi. All right. Zayn Makulashali, Vizayn Machatshashali, so Zayn Makulashali, Yishba, Sheele, Bo Pochet Mishleishachalof, Zayn Machatshashali, Yishba, Sheele, Be Pochet Mirvi. Zenito Shleishachalokim, Zenito Revi. So in other words, so in the case where one says Kulashali and the other one says Chatshashali, so on one half that is admitted, so there is no din Torah. So in the other, in respect to the other half, they are both equal. So Mimele, whatever, so they have to be chilek the other half. Hoy shnayim reich v'nal gabe behemo, hoy shoy echot reich v'echot manik, zei meya kula shali, v'zei meya kula shali, zei yish v'ashen v'depochet mechetzio, zei yish v'ashen v'depochet mechetzio, v'yachleik, bizman shei meidim, hoy shoy yish lo meidim, chilkin b'lo yishuo. Now the Rashi, Zayn Makulashim Gmor Fosh Mait on the Tart. Zayn Yishba Fosh Gmor Shvuah Zulom. So the Gemara says it's a special takon. Now this Shvuah is mentioned by the Rambam and also in the Shari Shvuah, whoever the Mechaber of the Shari Shvuah was, so that it's a Shvuah of Nishba Vinitza. We have two kinds of Shvuah. We have a Shvuah of Nishba Vinitza and we have the Shvuah of Nishba V'Neitzah. So let's say Midim Mikta. Midrash says there is only a Shvuah of Nishba V'Neitzah. There is no Shuah is not a Nato in the Reich. But with the Rabbonon, there are two kinds of Shuah. There is a Shuah of Nishbar Neitel, like Nerbal and Nigzel, so it is Shuah of Nishbar Neitel, and there is also a Shuah of Nishbar Neitel, like Shuah Tefet. Shuah Tefet is Tifa Hakko, that is Shuah of Nishbar Neitel. Now this, the Gemara says, Maskon of the Gemara is, it's a Takonis Chachon, because Shuah Yikol Echot, the Echot Hilach, they take it to Ali, so Chavir. But what kind of Shuah is it, Rabbonon? Is it a Shuah of Nishbar Neitel, or is it a Shuah of Nishbar Neitel? So the Rambam, in the same meeting says it's a Shuah of Nishbar Neitel. The Shari Shuah also says it's a Shuah of Nishbar Neitel. But it's not such a double pursuit. It all depends. What's the halach when two hold me talent? When two hold me talent. Now there is a halach of a mitzvah mechaveh olam rai. There is a halach of a mitzvah mechaveh olam rai. What is a mitzvah mechaveh olam rai? If one is a mulah, they can doubt the one claims it. So the burden of proof is upon the one who wants to recover from the one who has possession of the other. Now, in the case of Shnai Mosley Tower, so actually it can be understood in three different ways. We could say that Shnai Mosley Tower, the Halacha of Yachleiku, is based upon the Din of Murzik. It's based upon the Din of Murzik. Now, Murzik itself is, there are two kinds of Murzik. There is the Bilo of Murzik, and there is the Din of Murzik. The Bilo of Murzik is called Chazoke Kol Mashvi Adodom Shei Shalei. That's the Bilo of Murzik. In other words, suppose someone will come and call me to the Torah and say that this jacket belongs to him, it doesn't belong to me. I mean, that's one time that no one in Chicago raised against me. So suppose someone will come and will say, he'll call me to the Torah and he'll say that this jacket belongs to that person. It belongs to a certain rabbi here in Chicago. He'll call it a Torah. So if a Torah will be held, so and if the one who passed the Torah will know how to pass him, so he'll have to say that I should have possession of the jacket. Why? Because since I have possession, so Chazoke Komashi Yodam Shishalei. So it's Mitzad Bilo. It's Mitzad Bilo because the fact that I have possession of it is a raya that it is mine. And even if somebody will bring Avi who will testify that a year ago he wore the recognized, he wore the jacket, I'll still have to prevail. Because since I am Topus now, so, and the other person who brought Avi, this jacket belongs to him a year ago, So when it's a question of Morikame against Topus, so the bill of Topus is a stronger bill than the bill of Morikame. So even if somebody will bring him, will testify that a year ago, or even yesterday, the jacket belongs to him, but now I'm wearing it and I say that person sold it to me, so I prevail because of the bill of Chazoke Kol Mashvi Arodom Shishalei. But suppose there is a situation where you cannot say there is a bill. For example, in the case of Shir Shalogach HaSapor or a Machlis Pora B'chameya. So Sumcha says it's Yachleiku. But the Chachomim say, HaMeitzim HaVir Olam Arai. Now over there we cannot say Chazoke Kol Mashvi Arodom. We cannot say Kol Mashvi Arodom Shishalei a Machlis Pora B'chameya. And then the Paul had his last, and the question, so the original owner of the Paul was Reuven. And the original owner of the Chameya was Shimon. They agreed to make an exchange. So now the question is, and then the Paul, we saw the Paul gave birth to his last. Now the question is, when was the blood born? Was the blood born a second after the exchange was made? So Mimele, who is the owner of the blood? The original owner of the Chameya, because they exchanged the Chameya with the Paul. So the one who was the original owner of the Chameya, as a result of the exchange, became the owner of the Paul. If the Paul gave birth to the Vlad a second after the exchange was made, so the original owner of the Chameya owns the Paul, owns the Vlad. If the Paul gave birth to the Vlad a minute before, a second before the exchange was made, So that means, when the Vlad was born, who still had title? Who had title? To the Paul? The original owner of the Paul. So Mele, but he made an exchange, so that, but the exchange was made with the Paul, not with the Vlad of the Paul. So the original owner of the Paul should have title in the Vlad. The Vlad, so Sumcha says it's Yachlit, but according to Rabbanon, we say Hameitzim Chaverei, Hameitzim Chaverei all over. And if the Vlad happens to be, when the Shaila comes up before Bezi, so the Vlad happens to be in the Rishus of the original Balach HaMeir, so then he has it. He has it. So why? Because Hameitzim Chaverei all over. Over there you cannot say that in as much as it is in the Rishus of the original Balach HaMeir, so it's a lie, it's him. You cannot say, because we know that they brought the Paul and the Chameya together. So really it's no riot. The fact that it is in the Rishus of the original owner of the Chameya. Still we say Hameitzim Chaverei all over Chaya. So over there that's called Rona de Momene. The Lord is saying in the subject of Vez, according to the Pshat of Moses Hashanim of Rona de Momene. So over there we cannot debate it upon the concept of Chazoke Kol Mashiach Odom Shishalei. But they, we still say Hameitzim Chaverei all over Chaya, not because of the Biur of, so we still say Hameitzim Chaverei all over Chaya, not because of the Biur of Chazoke Kol Mashiach Odom Shishalei, but because of the Din Moses. Truly don't know. For example, Sofik Perek. We do not know. Now, the Behemah gave birth to Vlad, and there was a miscarriage. That Behemah had a miscarriage before. But we do not know whether it was a miscarriage of a Vlad or Wachipilo. It wasn't a real miscarriage. So, if the first apparent miscarriage was Wachipilo, so that is the Paul, so the Paul belongs to the Kayah. If the first miscarriage was a real miscarriage, it was not Wachipilo, so this Vlad is not a Paul, so it belongs to the Bible, to the Israel. So we say, Hameitzim Chaverei all over Chaya, that the Vlad belongs to Israel. So we couldn't say, now we know there was a miscarriage, but we don't know whether it was a real miscarriage or Huachipilo. So we cannot say just because the Israel had possession of it, so it's a Chaya that it was a real miscarriage. I mean, that would be very unreasonable. Still we say, so in other words, it is a Sophie. There is no bill. There is no bill. But since it is Sophie, where the Huachipilo, Mimele, the Paul, this Vlad belongs to the Kayah, or Vladipilo, so it belongs to the Israel, and the Israel has to set possession of the Vlad, so he keeps it, so it's a D, not a bill. It's a D. Now, the whole Shire, there is a Shire, Sugi and the Gemore, Tokrikian, Mitzinez in your day, Oyei Mitzinez in your day. Now, according to all the Shinim, except the Rambam, so the Maskone of the Gemore is, the Tokrikian, in other words, in this case, was the topic was the Vlad belongs to the Israel, or because it is to the Israel, because it was Vladipilo before. The miscarriage was a miscarriage, a real miscarriage of a Vlad. Or it belongs to the Kayan because it wasn't a real miscarriage, it was a real Achipilo before. So the Israel keeps it. So the Shalom Gemara, suppose the Kayan grabs it from the Israel. Whether it's Mitzinis in Yodei or Rei Mitzinis in Yodei. So, according to all the Shem, that said the Rambam, so the Maskon of the Gemara is that it's Mitzinis in Yodei. It's Mitzinis in Yodei. The Rambam passed the same Mitzinis in Yodei. But whatever it is, so the whole Shad, so when can we say that it is, that when can there be an Abayu, whether it's Mitzinis in Yodei or Rei Mitzinis in Yodei, let's say the Rambam passed that it's Rei Mitzinis in Yodei, where there is no Bill. But where there is the deal, suppose, let's say, somebody claims that this jacket that I'm wearing is his. Now, there is a dintor, and I prevail in the dintor. So suppose the one, the claimant, he grabs it from me, so of course it's missing me on it. Because there is a deal that it belongs to me. So how can he grab it and keep it? So when does the Rambam pass him the top of the and the things you are, where there is no view? For example, over there it's like Rora de Momene. We cannot say just because the Israel has possession of it, so it's a riot. So it's a riot that's Vladipilo. It could have been Ruach Apilo before. and it still has possession because it was born. Because it was born in possession, so he has possession. He has possession. So over there there is no Biro Khatapashalay. Still we say that the Yisrael keeps at the Bali. Why? Because he removes it. So it's not on the basis of Biro, it's on the basis of the Dimo. So first of all, so the din of Hamechim Haver Varaya itself manifests itself in two ways. One, there is one application of the din where it's mitzad biru, and there is another application of the din where it's not mitzad biru, but mitzad din. Now, so actually, this din of shnai mer mitale zimra mitzatir zimra mitzatir, so could be explained so it's yachleiku, and it should be yachleiku without issue. But because of the special takonet chachomi, so the goyachot goyachot ila we think it's alish v'chaveirei, the chachomi mom nisakei, that he has to be nishba. So actually I said in three ways. It could be explained in three and in four. But it could be explained actually in four different ways. Now there is a biru of Murze, chazok ha komashim v'shalei, and there is a din of Murze. So we could explain it on the basis of the biru of Murze. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Russian of Tesis here and Tesis in Vorobaspe, in the name of Rabbi Natam, spells it out more explicitly. That the reason is why the Steinberg Metaller Zeman in the Seal, Zeman in the Seal. So each one takes a head is because there is a look at Hazoki Komasi or Dom Shishalei. So suppose Ruben alone would hold the tower and he would say, I'm in the Seal. And then Shimon wouldn't even hold it. And he would say, I'm in the Seal. So who would prevail? Ruben would prevail. On the basis of which Aloche, Chazoke, Kol Mashiach, Yodom, Shishalei, then definitely would be on the basis of Chazoke, Kol Mashiach, Yodom, Shishalei. If Reuven alone would hold it, and Shimon wouldn't even hold it. But he would say, Amin. So then it would be on the basis of Chazoke, Kol Mashiach, Yodom, because Reuven is holding it, he's stopping it, Shimon is not stopping it. So we could say, just as in the case where Reuven is stopping, Shimon is not stopping. So Reuven prevails over the whole thing, because of Chazoke, Kol Mashiach, Yodom. So when Reuven and Shimon are Eichel Zitakashte, so then the Chazoke from Mashiach Shalei implies that they both own it. They are Shulchan, they both figure it out. They both own it. So it's on the basis of the bill of Chazoke from Mashiach Shalei. And then the question of Rabbi Natan, who wrote that? On the basis of the bill.
But there's one point I want
to... Who are the David Mitzvah? Hayom the Zil, Hayom the Zil. So the Gemara says, called out his Vah. So being came a Maishnim Shnai Mord, and Mitzvah is on the Rebbe of Mitzvah the Achleiku, and for a Shabbatam. So the same cases as here, but here, Rabbi Tam's name is not mentioned. They are the Tam. And for a Shabbatam, the Eir Zishar, Yechim Zich Shnei Mur Zotim, Eilon Ulo Niach. Eilon Ulo Niach. שיגזי לו אחד לחברה, יחושב כאילו ידי, יחושב כאילו ידי, שיש לשניהם חילק בו, שכל דובו יש להמי בחזקת מישהו ביותר. כי דאמרינו דבי נסטר רבן, כי אף עוד גב דיומה בבי חסה, חשבינו לגזלם וחייר משלם, כי לא יבובו שהוא יסנס חושב לי כשהוא מוזיק בו. So he says in so many words, חזוקי כמה שאין לשלם, אני מנשין תפקד רבן, So Rabbi Tam Shittin is that Yachleiku is based upon the Biru of Mur. Now, if the Eid is based upon the Biru of Mur, so now the Chachomim were Misaken Yishue. So that means Chatak Yishue. Why? Because Kishun Goyachot Zeyachot Hila Fetik Yitalus Yishu Chavayayay. Now, so what kind of Yishui is it? Is it Yishui? According to Rabbi Tam, how does it follow logically? Is it Yishui of Nishba ben Yifta or is it Yishui of Nishba ben Yifta? If it's based upon Chazoke Komash Yodem Shishalei, so, but the Chachomim of Misake, you have this way. Mid Raisa, you don't have this way, just take the head. Because Chazoke Komash Yodem Shishalei. But Mid Rabon, if he doesn't swear, he has this way. What does it mean, he has to swear? And if he doesn't, that can be Misake, Mid Rabon. It's also a moment in Kalochet. In other words, if he wants to to take a half of the talis, then he must wear. And if he refuses to wear, he will not take. He will not take a half of the talis. So what will happen? The other fellow will get the whole talis. So that means that he'll really have to pay. Now he will have to give up what he's entitled to. So Midrashi is entitled to take this heftal. He is entitled to take a heftal. So it is. But if he doesn't swear, he doesn't take it. So who will take this heftal? Also the other fellow will take this heftal. Now, so what kind of Mishwui is it? It's Mishwa Vinitsa. It's like Mishwui of Midr Mitsa. It's like the Shvuah of Midr Mitzah. In other words, if he doesn't, the only Midr Mitzah is Midraise, and this is the Rabbah. Or it's like Shvuah Sefer, which is the Rabbah. So in other words, Ruben says to Shimon, Mono will be Yotcho, and he and Shimon is the Kibar Hakol, so Midraise doesn't have to pay. But if he doesn't swear, he'll have to pay. He'll have to give up the money. Here, if he doesn't swear, if Ruben doesn't swear, he has to give up his head. So it should be a Shvuah of Nishba Venitsa, not Nishba Venitsa. Now the Rambam and the Shari Shvuah, both say that it is Shvuah of Nishba Venitsa. So the Rambam and the Shari Shvuah couldn't agree with Rav Netan, that the reason why it's Yachleiku is because of Chazok Komash Yishalei. Because if it's Chazok Komash Yishalei, it should be a Shvuah of Nishba Venitsa. Not like Shvuah Sefer is Nishba Venitsa. Let's say Chazokil. In any case of Chazokil Komash Yodim Shishorei, there is a Shvuah Sefer. Shvuah Sefer. There is a Shvuah Chachmei Admo. It's not a Shvuah Samishi. Shvuah Sefer. But it's a Shvuah of Nishba Venitsa. So if Rubin says to Shimon, the jacket you are wearing is mine, so who prevails? Shimon prevails. But he has to take a Shvuah Sefer. He has to take a Shvuah Sefer. So, and if he doesn't, so then you have to give up his jacket. To Ruben. So it should be a Shvuah of Nishba Venitsa. So why does the Rambam say it's a Shvuah of Nishba Venitsa? Why does Shari Shvuah say that it's a Shvuah of Nishba Venitsa? Now, so obviously the Rambam does not agree with Rav Netan that the Yachleiku is based upon the Chazoke Komash Yerushalayim. Because then the Shvuah would be a Shvuah of Nishba Venitsa, not a Shvuah of Nishba Venitsa. Now, what's the other way of explaining it? So, of course, it's muhach from the Rambam that the Chazok Komash Yerushalayim doesn't apply to the case of Shnayim Odin Talos. Why doesn't it apply? Because we can say very simply, when is the Birur Chazok Yerushalayim? If one person is tofus in the whole thing, but if there are two people who are tofus, then there is no Birur altogether. All right, so there is no Birur altogether. But there is another din namitzim chaveiro v'raya. As for example, in Sofit Chiret, even when the bureau doesn't apply, when it is a topic as to whether the first miscarriage was a real miscarriage or it was only a miscarriage of a ruach, if you want. So even there we say that since the Yisroel, the Bayim, has possession of the blood, so he keeps it. Not machmas bureau, but machmas din. So there is another way. Even if we reject the shita of the Rav Netan, then by Shnayim of the Mitalis, so it is Shnayim of the Mitalis. So we apply the din of Chazok Moshe Shoei, so even if we reject this pshat, now there is another way. So we can say that true, the bureau of Chazok doesn't apply, but the din of Mordek applies. Now, but Rav Netan, so what is the din of Mordek? In other words, when is there a bureau of tofus? If one is tofus, the other one not. But if two hold on to the fringes of the towers, so then there is no bureau. But the din Mordek applies. So what way does the din Mordek apply? So even if we assume that the bureau of Chazoke doesn't apply to the case where both are tofus in the towers, just the din. So it can be in two ways. What does it mean? Just the din Mordek. So that means there is no bureau altogether, but there is a din Mordek on a half. In other words, if in a case where one holds the talent, the other no one else is holding it, then there is a bureau.
In the case were two of the talents, so the deal of Moses believes. But there is a din of Moses. So Reuven is considered out of din to have a din Moses in a half and Shimon in a half. No, but Rabbi Tam Shimon couldn't be like that either. Because even if we assume that there is no deal of Moses, but there is a din Moses, Reuven is a Moses in a half, and Shimon is a Moses in a half. So what does that mean? What does it mean? But neither I say he could, each one could sit ahead because of the din Moses without this way. But Chomlom is talking must swear. So if Reuven refuses to swear, he cannot take the half that really to which he's entitled. So he must give it up. So what kind of a shway? It still should be a shway of Mishbar Mitzah. So the Rambam and the Shari Shwayes, not only do they have to reject Rabbi Tam's explanation, that Yachleiku is based upon the Hazoker Vazir Shalei. They have to reject this explanation that is based, the Yachleiku is based upon the Din Murzek, and each one is Murzek and a half of it. Because if each one is Murzek and a half, so what does Shwe mean? He's entitled to half, but he has to swear. If he doesn't swear, he has to give up the half to which he's entitled. So that Mishba Benivta, like the Shwe of Shwe Tethes, of Ikebrahato. So why is it Mishba Benivta? So there are two ways of explaining the din of Yachleiku. One is on the basis of the bill of Moses. A second way of explaining the din of Yachleiku is on the basis of the din Moses. But din Moses in what way? That each one has a din Moses can have. So the Rambam couldn't accept the first explanation, nor could he accept the second explanation. Then there is a third way. There is a third way of explaining it. In other words, that it is that each one, there is no bureau of Mosek altogether. But each one has a din Mosek. But since both hold down to the Talis, so each one has a din Mosek on the whole. Each one has a din Mosek on the whole. So the Mele, since each one has a din Mosek on the whole, so it can be called each way of this nominator. Because Reuven swears, and we take a half. So, in this head that Reuven takes, so Shimon is also a Moses. Shimon is not only a Moses in the head that Shimon takes, but Shimon is a Moses in the head that Reuven takes. So through the Shvue, he is able to take a head out of the possession of Shimon. Because Shimon is a Moses in the whole. True, Reuven is also a Moses in the whole, but Shimon is also a Moses in the whole. So then, it could be called a shvuah of Mishabeneh. So now, so a third way of explaining it is that there is no bill of Moses in the case of Shneimer Mitalek, but there is a din of Moses. But what is the extent of the Moses of each one? The whole. Since both hold to the Talek, so that means that Reuven is a Moses in the whole case, there is no bill as well. Reuven has a din Moses, is considered also din in Moses of the whole Talek, and Shimon is considered in Moses over the whole Talek. So the Chachomim won't be stuck in his way. And if he doesn't, so if he swears, then he takes the head. So Reuven takes the head out of the Moses of Shimon. Because Shimon is a Moses in the whole thing. Even the head that Reuven takes. And Shimon takes the head out of the Moses of Reuven. So it's misvalidated. So the Rambam could agree with this is the third way of explaining it. And then there is a fourth way of explaining it. Now, there is a loch and moment amutu misofik is healthy. So sum chesed lies it, that's only by drawing the moment amutu misofik healthy. So sum chesed lies it into the case where there is a Moses. Let's say like a machu kol b'chamei, or sheshen o tasat po, where the Moses, so if there is a draw the moment ahead, the way that the same is of the bezden, sum chesed yachlei, but rabon of sum chesed no. If there is a Muzek, even though it's all the moment, we do not say Yachleiku. So we say Amis Mechaveh all over Ayin. But suppose no one is a Muzek or both are equally Muzoki, so then Rabbonim would also apply the deed of Moment Amut to be Sofik Chelti. Now there is a Chumis Arosh. And the Chumis Arosh says, in respect to the Halacha, the Chumis Arosh doesn't deal with Shnai Mot and Mikalash. On the contrary, in respect to Shnai Mot and Mikalash, so the Rosh Yom Bo Messiah accepts the pshat of Rabbi Tam that is based upon Hazok Vayzer Shalei. But the Rosh, the Chumash Rosh, discusses the concept of Mom Namut Mitzvah Chelkin according to Sukhe, and according to Rabbanu too, where there is no Moses. So the So the Chumash Torah says, what is the motive for the whole halacha of Mumen Amut Mitzvah Mitzchalki? Now, Sumchet applies it to the case of Shir Shenogah Hatapo, the Nitzvah Godo Bitzu, the Yachleiku, and then the Chlupa is not the Chelu Yisemet. Because over there the question was, when did the Poro give birth to the blood, to the baby? Did it give birth to the baby a minute before the exchange or a minute after the exchange? So Monefshech, if the Poro gave birth to the baby a minute before the exchange, so that means to whom should the baby belong? The baby should belong to the original Bala Poro. If the Poro gave birth to the baby to a minute before the exchange, so it should belong to the baby, should belong to the original Baal Chameya. And what does Sumcha say? Yachleiku. So it's not the Chilul Yisemet. Still it's a Yachleiku. What kind of a din is it? We know that it's not so, I mean. Either it belongs to the original Baal Poro, or it belongs to the original Baal Chameya. So the Chumash Torah says, that's a halacha that is based upon the Posik. The Posik, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Tzedek Tirdei, Echad Lidin Ve'echad Lipshot. So, in other words, so there are certain situations where we have to make a compromise. Obviously, we have to make a compromise. This is one of the situations. You know, in Sanhedrin mentions other situations. Suppose there are two gmalim, or they have to pass through a very narrow passage, or two boats in the river have to pass through a very narrow channel, very narrow passage, and both boats cannot pass through the channel together at the same time. One must pass first and let the other boat wait. So it's a burden, I mean, for the other boat. It might take a number of hours until one boat passes through the narrow channel. So the question is, so if, let's say, there is two no, one is loaded and the other one is not loaded, so the one that is loaded passes through first. But suppose both are equally loaded, both are equally unloaded, so then we must make it short. So that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. But the Rosh, the Chumash Rosh, applies this as a kosuk of Tzedek Tzedek Tzir Bishachem Dineh Amshor Ligabi Sumchas Is Din of Fomen Amut Bishofik Chil. So it's a loche. Since Bezden doesn't know, Bezden has no way of determining the fact whether the blood was born a minute before the exchange or a minute after the exchange. So we have to make a shot in the case of the subject. So it could be that in this case, even according to Rabbanan of Sumchas, so it's Yachleiku on the basis of a pshor, of the halacha of Tzedek Tzedek Tzirdei, Echad Lidin Ve'echad Lipshor. And neither one is a mur. So that's the fourth way. That's the fourth way. And on the basis of Shore, of Echad Lidin Ve'echad Lipshor. And neither one is a mur. Since neither one is a mur, and the Chachomim are Misakim Yishwe, so that means that with the Shwe, he takes something that was not in his possession. He's not a mur. So he gets something through the Shwe. So it's misbabinated. So the Rambam, when the Rambam and the Shavu Shvuah say that the Shvuah of Shnayim Erev Mitalev is the Shvuah of Nishba V'Neitev, not the Shvuah of Nishba V'Niftah, so they must either hold that each one is a Mosek, but a Mosek in the whole thing, there is no Biro altogether, and each one is only the Sofik bin Mosek, but each one is a Mosek in the whole thing, so maybe the Shvuah is Nishba V'Neitev, or he explains, the Rambam Shari Shui could explain this din of Yachleiku in the same way as the Chumash Rosh explains Sumchas' din of Mormon Amut Mishav Tchelkin and the din of Shoret. But he is the one of the Mordek. Yes, what is it?
In the last case, Arad is the Shuri. Al-Pidin is entitled to the
half.
The Shura, without the
Shuri,
they have to give it up.
No. What do you mean Al-Pidin? It's not Al-Pidin's
entitled.
No, so Bizn has to do it.
But
it's not his. He has to get something. Something new is something in which if he has to get something, even if he's entitled, but if he has to get something in which heretofore he was not Mosek, so it's later.
But now
he is fine, so it's later. Because Jew is entitled on the basis of this aloche, of Echelwitz and Rachel Shore. But he was not a Mosek. Neither one is a Mosek in anything. So it's completely detached from the possession of either party. But Alpha Dean is entitled, and Chachomim on Mitzakei, that he should get it only through Shvuah. So that means through Shvuah, he gets something in which he was not Moses before. So that's
when he was part of the Tachon.
Yeah, all right, I'm Shvuah, that's the Tachon, Chachomim, the Shvuah, on the contrary. Without the Tachon, so then there would be a fair business to make a chlukah because of Shore. But the Tachon is Chachomim was that the business should give to each one only with Shvuah. Always was. So in other words, so the Rambam can be said to the Din of Yachleku could be explained in four different ways. Number one, on the basis of Hazak HaShur. If it's on the basis of Biro, then of course it means that each one is the music of Biro in the head. How can it be any other way? Number two, that there is no Biro of music. So, but it's on the basis of the Din music, that each one has a Din music, a topic Din music, in the head of it. Number, a third explanation is that it's on the basis, there is no bureau, but it's a demotech, but each one is a demotech in the whole. And the fourth explanation is that each one is not a demotech in anything. Not a demotech at all. But it's on the basis of, like the horse explained, Zumchet is being, on the basis of Pshot. All right. Then the Chetz is Shehulei Bo, Pochim Chetz, more than first, my thinking, Tarek Rishne, Bahashim. Then the Chetz is Shehulei. Maybe we should have to have a in Donner or a head. You can very much put your knee back in this position, but in Donner, which point is there. Shame of a record, who is Pochoy's Pochet's Mechet. Pochet's Mechet. We need to go out of head. Who is my regular? I should not say the rock of Manish and Shogun, which is the name of the head. It's Manish and Maybe, it's more than the forest, the Bahia Shmilon, the Amabia Mitzel Havere, Kone Havere. So the Gemara says, Romul Lemishne, Zeymer Ani Mitzasiyo, Vizeymer Ani Mitzasiyo. Zeymer Kulashali, Vizeymer Kulashali. Reish Nechot. So there is a repetition. Chodekoton, the Gemara gives us friends, Tarek, Chodekoton. Zeymer Ani Mitzasiyo, Vizeymer Vizeymer Ani Mitzasiyo, Vizeymer Vireish Ne Ani Mitzasiyo, Vane Yadane, Vizeymer. So the Gemara first says, it is the same thing, Ani Mitzasiyo, and each one is saying Kulishal. So each one of them is a seal, have a minute, my mitzvah seal, he is here. Ah, but I've got a soul the other day, so the real Baume is con. The real Baume con. So I would say, in other words, the real Baume doesn't mean, the real Baume, the Hefker is con, I would say. So come Asher on, so the Kulishal is the real con. So that's why the Mishnah mentions Kulashali. Now, which one is me Kulashali? So Rashi says, "For the Kulashali, the Chazok is Gmur. She is Vati Tchilo. The Atta to pass from Yodish Mizrachim. Umi Motis Amret Mai Mitzasiyo Mitzio. How could there be such a title? The devotion Mitzasiyo means even without picking it up, just Reisiyo. The Omar Rav Noye Umtsoso the Osel Yodim Mashma." מצוצה זו משמע, ואפילו אוכל הוכיחו לבטיחובי, ולא הייתם מקימי את רחמוני לבטיחובי, היכד לעשוי ליודי בישראל, איזו נחייב למתרחה לו, ולעדורי, אבל לא של ליודי נחייב להחזיר אותם לא תעשו, בקוס, וכי תעשה לכל, לסימוסי, לכל עביד השכיחו אשר תיבת מנו מצוצה לצורת זה. כל עביד השכיחו אשר תיבת מנו מצוצה. So, now, so we know that the Chiyuv of Hashemet HaBeide applies only to Yisrael. It doesn't apply to us. But we could say that the Mitzvah of Hashemet HaBeide, the Chiyuv of Hashemet HaBeide doesn't apply to Nakum. That means, in other words, if somebody sees an HaBeide of Nakum, he's not Mechuyuv to be Matriach and to take it to his house and to watch over it and to be Machrit. He is not Mechuyuv to do all that. But to take an HaBeide of Nakum and keep it for himself, that is also that should be like a Zlaku. So, Rav Noye deduces from the Pesuk, since the Torah says, Chitat l'chol avid esachicho, asher kivat menu umtsoso. So what does umtsoso mean? That he already came in your possession, that you already picked it up. So that means only an aveide that is umtsoso, that came into your possession, and is an aveide of Yisroel. So that kind of an aveide, so you have to return, you cannot keep it. But if it's not a taco, even though it came into your hands, you're allowed to keep it. So that's not gift.
Avinu taku mizmuf kovget. So, Avinu taku mizmuf kovget. So it is here. So, how do we learn out that halacha? Because the Torah uses the expression of mitzvah. Asher teilat menu mitzvah. So that means, after it came into your hand. So, only by Yisrael, by Ochicho you have to return, but by an Akum not. So we see that the lotion of Mitzoso has the connotation that it already came into your hand. So how could I assume for a moment that if the Tana of the Mishnah just mentioned Mitzosio, not Kuloshari, that it means my Mitzosio is here, we see that Rav Meir was Midayik from the Lashon HaPosek of Mitzoso, that it already came into your hand. ומי מוציא סמרת מי מצוסיו ריסיו ואומר רב הנויה ומצוסו דוסו יודה משמע שגמור אין סר זה ומצוסו דקרו דוסו יודה משמע ומי הוא תאמר לישת דאו מנוקת ומדי חוזר לי אומר הנוע אשתכת ואף על גב לא עושה לו יודה בריא באו מקום so he said so in the was not her so when the Torah says mitzoso so we learn out from that that the mitzvah means also yodet. But in the Lashon Chachomi, so in certainly in the Lashon Yodom, so when a person notices an Aveda in the street, he'll say immediately, I found something, even though he did not pick it up yet. So in Lashon Yodom, the word mitzvah is used, the word mitzvah is used in respect to the observation of an Aveda, even though he didn't pick it up. So we could say that in the Lashon HaMishneh it also has that connotation. So that's why the Mishneh had to emphasize that it means that he picked it up. And it's Kulashali, the Gemara Baal Leikon. So the Gemara erased the Kulashali. So too, the Chisosia by itself might have the connotation of the Yisio. So, if the Tanya of the Mishnah mentioned just Mitzosio and not Kulashali, I could say that. But why the Tanya has to mention both? Let him mention just Kulashali. And Kulashali has the connotation, as Rashi says, the Chazok is Muro. She is Bato Tchilo, Bato Tufasto Miyodi. Mish is a Chisibo. Is it a Chisibo? So, the race to Kulashali, the Boyan Mitzosio. The more answers, Itan Kulashali, Yavamine, Vialme, Tiktoni mitzvasiyo b'ribaome kone. Tonami mitzvasiyo ore tone kulishali. Mishnah sirash minon d'riyo mikon. Zigmore says, umimoti tamre tchode kotone. Voze vize. Kotone zimra mitzvasiyo. Vizimra mitzvasiyo zimra kulishali. Zimra kulishali. Amra povitim rastim varashe. Amra le kadi. Rashi says, not a place of kadi. Shem kochen. Here there's anything. Reishe bimtsiyo vizim mekomen. So they have reference to two separate cases. The animal season has reference to a case where they are arguing, they are litigating over something that was found, and Zeimakulashali has reference to a case where they are litigating over something that was bought. So let's say, Reuben and Shimon, the chifetz was bought, let's say, from Levi. But Reuben and Shimon are arguing that whether each one says, Reuben says that he bought it from Levi, and Shimon says, he bought it from Levi. He bought it from Levi. Now the Rashi. Now, Rashi says, ומצוות הולך ולד מהשמה, כאילו הוכה הוכי חוב לליכובי. ולא יתאימה, כי מי את רחמוני ליכובי, היכד לעשוי אל יודי ישראל, ומחייר למתרחה לו, או להדורת, אבל לא צריך יודי מחייר להחזיר עוד העבידות יעשו. So, לפלוק, it's mashma, that the same halacha that applies the same halacha of Aveda Tako, Aveda Tzoch, that is true of Aveda that did not come into the Yisrael tent, into the Mesa tent, applies also to an Aveda that came already into the Mesa tent. Still, from the Lashon Rambam, we see a difference. In other words, there is a halacha Aveda Tako Muteret, but from the Lashon Rambam, you see one distinction between Aveda Kedem Dosel Yodei and Aveda La'acha Dosel Yodei. That the Rambam in Perek Yudalev of Zilev Aveda, so he says, But on the Russian Rambam, you see one distinction between Aveda Kedem Dosser Yodei and Aveda La'acha Dosser Yodei. That the Rambam in Perek Yudalev of Dilev Aveda, so he says, but on the Russian Rambam, you see one distinction between Aveda Kedem Dosser Yodei and Aveda La'acha Dosser Yodei. That the Rambam in Perek Yudalev of Dilev Aveda, so he says, Hashovat, Perek Yudalev of Dilev Aveda Wachalev, he says, Hashovat Aveda Yisrael, Mitzvah Tasei, Shenema, Hoshe Tishidek. והורי אביד את ישראל וניסהו ממנו והניחו איזה בלו יתעשם שנאמר להסיר אשר הוכיחו והסלמת מהם וביטו מתעסק ומשיבו כי הם מתעסק תתעסק So, the Rambam emphasizes השבת אביד על ישראל So when is there a hero of השבת אביד only to Israel? But in Nochinat Not only in Akum Nat Akum means doesn't mean a goy Akum means there is a chovim mazore You see, in our Gemara There is confusion because of the censorship. So, but originally, I mean, there was no confusion. So when a certain din applied to every goy, to a non-Jew, so the Russian Akum was not even written. So what was written was goy, not Akum. Akum doesn't mean goy, Akum means they call them Mazoleh, they didn't really. It doesn't make any difference in most cases, except in a few, let's say, Nisuch and so on. But except for these alohe, so it doesn't make any difference whether one is an is either the Israel of Abizor, now Abizor is one of the diamonds in the Yah, or is either one of the other, or is either one of the other diamonds in the Yah, Gezel, Hitzicha, Arayat, and so on. So, Akum means that it's a delirium, that it's called Mazor, it means he's either the diamonds in the Yah. But Lafuke is a Peshav, not only the Peshav, Gomor was Mikabu Translation. So I mean, even the case of Shemi Gomo, who is just not even. So the Rambam says here, Hashem is Avidah Yisroel, Mitzvah Tasei, Shenema Hoshet Tishivet. And then again he says, V'orei Avidah Tisroel Yisrael Omen Ezen Yichor Yisrael Yisrael. But, so it's Mashma, Daske, Yisroel, but a Yochi, even if it's a Gatesho, even if it's not a Yichor Mazorei, so the Chiyuv of Hashem is Avidah, doesn't apply. Now then, this is in Perek Yudalev, Halach Al. In Perek Yudalev, Halach Gimel, when the Rambam mentions the din that Aveda Taku Muteres, that means not only there is no Chiyuv Hashem with Aveda, it's Muter, it's Muter of Gezel. The Lashon Rambam is, Aveda is it Aku Muteres, Shenemar Aveda Taku. So here he says, he doesn't say Aveda Snochri, Aveda Fini Yisrael, Aveda Goy, but Aveda is it Aku Muteres. Aveda can it akum teres. So only in it is chom madol. And the Miri in Volokame, again, the Volokame says that when do we say Aveda akum is muteres, there is no Yitzhak Gezel, only if he was not Godo Obitati, Adot is Van Mutin, he means he's Eva Dain Yitzhak Neach. But if he's not Eva Dain Yitzhak Neach, even if he was not a Gatesh of Gomor, there are two kinds of Gatesh. There's a Gatesh of Gomor, was Mikabu Vishnisho, Bifnei Shreisho, Bifnei Shreisho, Bifnei Shreisho, Bifnei Shreisho, any goy who is not addicted to the Zayin Mitzvah can also be called Yatesho, it's not a Yatesho Gomor. So, if he's Gomor Bidarka Adot, it's Vami Musim, that's the Lashon of the Miri in respect to one who is not either Zayin Mitzvah Neyach. So then, if somebody takes his Aveide, so he's either and he's a Gerv. And we see that the Shittas Rambam is also like that. In other words, there is a distinction between the chiyuv of Hashem Aveide and the heter of Aveide Taku Muteres. Because the chiyuv of Hashem Aveide, so it always says, Oshet Tishivim Le'achicho. So it says, V'sir Asher Achicho V'Salam Tamehem, Oshet Tishivim. So Achicho, so no, a Nochi, a non-Jew is not called Achicho because Achicho means Achicho B'Teiro V'Mitzvah. So even the Teishov is not, it does not come within Achicho, it's not Achicho B'Teiro V'Mitzvah. Mas ich in der andere Halloche. Der Halloche, das habe ich das auch mit Herren, das ist nicht Menschen in der Schüttische Mikro. Da wird es sagen, ist Mufke auf dieser Gäste. Ich sage Menschen, wenn sie auf Fuße auf Rav Neu. Und mit Soso, die Oso, geht das, ich habe mich erst ein Thema mit Männern und mit Soso. So, und mit Soso, ich habe mich erst ein Thema mit Männern. So, actually, so, so, the mit Soso is a first word, because the Torah didn't have to mention the mit Soso. So why, this is what Rav Neu said. So why did the Torah put in? Why in the Toto? So the Toto, the reason is why the Torah put in that term, Toto, is to advise us that in Allah also in your day, so David, I can keep it. I can take it for myself. So that is an extra aloha that is deduced from Toto. So that extra aloha of Toto, according to the Mir in the Rambam, applies only to Nakum, but not to the fish. Mas in case, the real one shall have a year, that's only by this royal, by the same shop, it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. All right, now, I don't know, I mean, in the Rashi, I don't know, in the Rambam, we see like that, because the Rambam says, Avidat ividakum uter. So we see that Avidat Yateshov is not Moteret. It's a mere thing. In Rashi, I don't know. Rashi also here says, Vatruhocha Achichol and Yichovin, but it could be the expression of Yichovin here in Rashi that was put in by the sensitive. All right. Now, Tane Mishne Da'al Medoka. Ilu Yehoda Tone Kulishali, Hava Nire Maimi Tafiyo Diktone Tane Loshin Yodom Lochad Mishasenu. Viloi Loshin Amitcho. Viharbed Miyodom Kerelo Mitzir Mishasri. Shasri. Now it could be, when the Gemara is saying, I mean according to what the Rambam and the Miri say, so there is an extra halacha. In other words, insofar as the mitzvah of Hashem Tavid is concerned, so that applies only to Israel, it doesn't apply to Egon, even in the case of Egon. But then there is another halacha. There is another halacha that Tavid Elachad also Yode, of an Akum, of an Ilkhom Mazoi, is with her, and it's moved to the Zagezo, is Muslim is a Gezel, that applies only to Nakum, not in the Tashah. So it could be that when the Gemara says, Eilu Mitzotah Dikho Dosel Yodim Mashma. So, that could be that in Moshe Nakdosh Mikro Lechut, and Moshe Chachon Lechut. So this is what the Gemara is saying, that two in Moshe Nakdosh Mikro, in Moshe Nakdosh so Mitzotah means Dosel Yodim. But in Moshe Chachomi, Mitzoto, I could say that Mitzoto does not mean Dosel Yode, it's just Rishio. Rishio. Or the Pshat could be, in other words, the Tinoch Name. Inasmuch as the Mitzvah of Hashavet Aveide applies only to Israel, and even the Teshuv is excluded from the Mitzvah Hashavet Aveide. But an Aveide of the Teshuv is also a Mitzvah Gevi. And Aveide of the Teshuv is also a Mitzvah Gevi. So Mimele, it could be that the only reason as to why Rav Neue says Mitzoto Dosa Yodim Mashma, that's Yal Fusen. It's not that the putation Mikro of Mitzoto implies Osel Yodim. We could say no. As far as the putation Mikro of Mitzoto, it could be used even by the Torah in respect to Rishio. Not Osel Yodim. But if the Torah had in mind a Mitzie, that was not also your day. So why did the Torah have to mention Mitzot altogether? Why did the Torah have to say Mitzot? I should say with men. I would understand why the speed I should say with men. And you find it. So the Mitzot is altogether the first word. So it seems the Torah put it in. Why did the Torah put it in? In order to tell us that if it's an Aveda of an Akum, Aveda of an Akum, so I don't have to return it. That is elimination in the sense of Chol Sachicho. So we know that even a Teshuv, not only an Akum, is Mufti, is excluded from the Mitzvah of Hashavet Aleinu. So why did the Torah have to mention it altogether? So obviously the Torah put in the Mitzvah to because of this Aloche, extra Aloche, that Aveda Sakum is Mitzvah. Aveda Sakum is Mitzvah. So it couldn't mean before it picked it up. Because before it picked it up, So it wasn't necessary for the Torah to tell us all together. So mainly when the Gemara says, "Umi utanu lishdal menokat umi lechotel yomer anu aschachas," Rav Gavlot und Yodi Gavir Baal Mekone. So I could say that in the Loshen HaMishne, Mitzos HaMim Rizio, because perhaps even the Loshen HaTorah Mitzos HaMim could mean Rizio. It's only here that we have a Hechach, since the Torah mentioned the word Mitzos, which is a purpose that this Mitzos, in the Torah, has a connotation that he picked it up. But otherwise, it wouldn't be necessary for the Torah to mention it altogether. Alright. Was there a Kotonek? Rashi, I'm not sure Tonek Zaina, that the Kulashim is Kotonek Zaina, but the Chodu, Hochel Boy Mitzvah, Zaina Mitzvah, the Kulashim, the Metachum Emcha, Kolisio Meatway, the Dat the Metachum Emcha, the Amin Rakway to be sure, the Kalamay Marshall is Konuo, which name is Mitzvah Zameche, Abu Zaina Ramirakio, Zaina Ramirakio, Loyakwayko, the Vadai had Minay Ramayu, So Rashi says the big chiddush here. That in the case where they say Zeimer ani arati, v'Zeimer ani arati. I was there in the tower. In other words, says I was there in the tower. So then we do not say Yachleiku. Why don't we say Yachleiku? So he says because one is Vada Rama. One is Vada Rama. So when we say Yachleiku, when it's not Vada Rama, but where one is Vada Ramai, so then we say Yemuna Hatiyov Elio. Now, there is a certain inconsistency in this Loshon of Rashi, because at the end he emphasizes the element of Vada Ramai. But at the beginning, he emphasizes something else. He says, V'davki mekachom memcha hudam rinay Yachleiku bishuo. V'ikal meymar shneyem konuo. Vilishneim nifrat zameche. Now, the whole apoch has the expression shneim konuo oai. So that means, so it's not Vada Rama. Because since both, as it is applied, I mean this case of the Mishnah, to the case where they both gave money, but one gave money, let's say Levi was the meche. So Shimon, Ruben and Shimon both gave money, but one gave money to Levi midas Levi, and one gave that mois to Levi shaloi midas Levi, and we don't know he midas and he now koch he midas and now koch. So the mele, so that's why he says shneim konuah, because the mele it's not Vada Ramai, because if one gave money and still both say I'm not gonna see him, so it's Vada Ramai, so he knows, so he bet faith. One of them is lying in that faith. Mashenke, Shneim Konuo. So each one might be an honest man. And each one, but the five, thinks that he is the one to whom, the Meche was Mishrat. So insofar as the expression Shneim Konuo is concerned, so that's not inconsistent with the concluding expression. The Vada Echad Menai Ramayu, because Teisa says, Rashi says, V'ikal Nim HaShneim Konuo, so Mele it's not Vada Ramayu, because both might be acting in good faith. But why did Rashi have to say, V'ikal Nim HaShneim Konuo, V'lishneim Nisrat Zahmech? Suppose it's not V'lishneim Nisrat Zahmech. Since Rashi in the end, in his concluding remark, emphasizes the element of Vada Ramayu, so even if it is not Lishnei Mitzrat HaMeche, suppose, now, the question is, to whom was Levi Mitzrat? Let's say that he was not Mitzrat to Reuven and Shimon. Just Mitzrat to Reuven alone. But Shimon still acts in good faith, because Shimon thinks that Levi was Mitzrat to him. So why did Rashi have to mention the Lishnei Mitzrat HaMeche? The implication being that if it couldn't be Lishnei Mitzrat HaMeche, so then it wouldn't be Yachleiku. It wouldn't be Yachleiku. Why? Because after all, Rashi in the end only emphasizes the element of Vada Ramai, not the element of Achlukei Chelu Yisemet. Because Lishnei Mitzrat HaMeche is indicative of Achlukei Chelu Yisemet, not of Vada Ramai. Shneim Konuo, that's indicative of
over the Ramak. Because if one gave money, so then one is very dishonest. So in bad faith he claims that he bought it. He couldn't in good faith think that he bought it when he didn't give money. But he both gave money. But the Melchior accepted the money only from one with his consent. And the other one was against the Melchior's consent. So then it doesn't mean that each litigant, Ruben or Shimon, is acting in bad faith, that they both act in good faith. So we understand that why Rashi mentioned Shneim Kanu. But why does Rashi mention Shneim Yisrat HaMecher? Now Shneim Yisrat HaMecher has nothing to do with Vada Ramai or no, with no Vada Ramai. It has to do with Achluki Yechel Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael. So it's mashma. But in the end, Rashi emphasizes only the element of Vada Ramai. So from the Lashon of Rashi, so it's not clear what Rashi should mean. There are several Shidat Rashenim on the Tam, the Rivor, Tetzet mentions two Lishenes in the Rivor. The question is, whether the two Lishenes are chilek on each other in Golbasre, or they're not chilek on each other, all right, we'll discuss them. But there are various Shittes. When is it Yachleiku, when is it called Alivar, when is it Yemunah? Now, what is Rashi Shittes? Now, so it seems from this Rashi that Rashi regards both elements. He has a regard for the elements of Vada Ramai or in Vada Ramai, and also for Achluke Yechel Yisemes and Achluke Yechel Yisemes. Now, one thing is clear from Rashi, from the concluding expression of Rashi, that when do we say Yei Munach with Vada Ramai? Because there he doesn't say in Achluke Yechel Yisemes. He says, we say Yei Munach when it's Vada Ramai. There we say it's Yei Munach, it's Vada Ramai. So, it's Vada Ramai. You couldn't say Vazeimer Anir Aktio is Anir Aktio, because why is it possible that both were erased? Both were, that the talus was woven by the two of them? So there, it is Achluk Yechel Yisemes. But if both wove the talus, if the talus was woven by both of them, so each one should know about it. I mean, it's not possible that the person should participate with somebody else in the weaving of the talus and not know about it. So he's certainly dishonest, he's certainly a Rama. One of them is certainly a Rama. So as far as, now the Rashi says, in so many words, that by Zeimer and Arachtio, Zeimer and Arachtio, so it's a Munach. Why? Because it is Vada Rama, even though it's a Chukri Yechel Yisemes. So we see that according to Rashi, where it's Vada Ramai, even though it's Achluk Yechel Yisemes, so it is Yemunach. Now, but there are three types of psaki. One psaki is Yachleiku, one is called Alivar. And another psaki is that we have in the Gemara, in case of Sofik, so it is Yemunach. So apparently Rashi mentioned both. The Mechomemcha Konesium Yatlani, the Dafke Mechomemcha Hudam Yenachlek Bishua. The Ikalanim are Shneim Konu. So Shneim Konu, so Mele Itzim Vare Ramai. Because Shneim both give money. So Mele, Vishneim Sratza Amecheia, means it's Achluka Yechel Yisemes. Then it is Yachlek. Because it's Achluka Yechel Yisemes, and then Vare Ramai. So it's Yachlek. Now, but suppose it will be Ein Vadai Ramai. Suppose it will be Ein Vadai Ramai, but Ein Achluka Yechel Yisemes. So then it's not Yachleiku. Then it's not Yachleiku. And what will it be? So then, maybe according to Rashi, in the case where it will be Ein Achluka Yechel Yisemes, so then it will be called Aungla. But that would be a new sheet. That would be a new sheet. Because from the concluding expression of Rashi, we see that Rashi holds that where it is Vada Ramai, so then, even though it is Achluka Yechel Yisrael, as by Zeyma and Arachtio, Zeyma and Arachtio, so then it's Yemunach. Now the question is, suppose it's not Vada Ramai, but it's Ein Achluka Yechel Yisrael. It's not Vada Ramai, and it's Ein Achluka Yechel Yisemes. So then, Maybe according to Rashi, in such a case, it would be called Aluva. So that's why Rashi says, the Nekor Memcha Konesir Miyatweini, the Dafke Nekor Memcha Miyatweini, which would be called Mema Shneim Konuo, so Mele is Snafa the Ramai, and Lishneim Nisratza Amecha, so Shneim Konuo, so it's Snafa the Ramai, Lishneim Nisratza Amecha, so it's Achluko Yechel Yitzemet, so that's why it's Yachleko. But suppose it wouldn't be Achluk Yechel Yitzemet. It wouldn't be Achluk Yechel Yitzemet. And we cannot say, and well, it's Vada Ramai, because if it's Vada Ramai, so then Rashi mentions at the end, then it has to be Munach. So then it has to be Munach, if it's Vada Ramai, even if it's Achluk Yechel Yitzemet. Even Achluk Yechel Yitzemet. So certainly, if it is, not Vada Ramai, and then Achluk Yechel Yitzemet, and if it's not Vada, so the question is, what would it be if it is not Vada Ramai, but in Achluk Yechel Yitzemet? So it's Mashma, it could be, I don't know, that according to Rashi, in such a case, if it is Vada Ramai, if it is Vada Ramai, so then we say Yimunah. Now, where do we find that by Vada Ramai is Yimunah? That we find explicitly in Rabbi Yisrael. But some Rishonim hold that even the Rabbanan agree with this thing. Only thing is, Rabbi Yisrael goes so far in his concept of Vada Ramai that he applies it to all the three monarchs. Even though it's a Vadai that one monarch belongs to Reuven and one monarch belongs to Shimon, so still he applies the concept of Vada Ramai. And Vada Ramai is, why do we say, called Alim Dva by Vada Ramai? That's a Knaf. Certainly according to Rabbi Yisi, that he applies the Vada Ramai even regarding the monarchs, the two monarchs, where we know that one belongs to each one. Still, he applies it. Why? So it's a Knaf. So the Rabbonon don't apply it. They are really kind of easy. Now let's say according to the Rivo, he says that the word Vada Ramai is called Alim Dva. So even though the Rabbonon there is a deal of called Alim, but according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisi, the Halacha of, that's the Halacha of, that according to the Rivo mentions called Alim Dva in the case of Vada Ramai. But let's say even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisi could agree with the deal of Vada Ramai. So the Rivo also agrees with the concept of the of Vada Ramai. But according to the Rivo, the Aloche of Vada Ramai, so because of Vada Ramai, so it's called, we say, called Aung Va. Mashenkin Rashi, he holds no. The Rabbonon also, he agrees with the Rivo that there is a deal that Vada Ramai is important. But according to Rashi, so even the Rabbonon agrees that Vada Ramai is important, but because of Vada Ramai, we say that it should be Yimunach. But according to Rabbi Yisi, we say Yimunach on account of Vada Ramai, even regarding the two other monarchs, where there is no Sofer. And according to Rabbonon, we only apply the meaning of Yimunach regarding an object where there is a Sofer. That's the monarch Shlishi. But why do we say Yimunach? Because there is Vada Ramai. So Memele, if there is Vada Ramai, even though it's Achluka Yechelu Yisemes, so we say Yimunach. And if it is not Vada Ramai, if it's not Vada Ramai, but it's in Achluka Yechelu Yisemes, so then we cannot say Achleiko. And Yimunach we cannot say either. Because Yimunach, the whole reason why we say Yimunach is because it's a Knaf. As a Knaf. But if it's not Vada Ramai, why should we count? But Yachleiko we cannot say because it's in Achluka Yechelu Yisemes. So what would be the Aloche, according to Rashi, in such a case? Well, there is no Vada Ramai. So maybe the Knaf of Yimunach doesn't apply. But Yachleiko we cannot say because it's in Achluka Yechelu Yisemes. So maybe we say Kodaluva. So then we'll be able to understand that why Rashi mentions both things. First of all, he says, Yikolamim Ashneim Konuo, and he also says, V'lishneim Yitzrat Amir. Alright. Now,
There is one thing I don't understand in this Rashi. Rashi says, I will say a near key or the same an arti, I didn't see anyone should raise that cash. So what does it mean a same an arti or zimar arti? Now, when you are irate, you have to use certain thread. So whose thread to who? Who owned the thread with which it was woven? Who owned it? Who owned the thread? Whose thread was it? Reuben and Shimon. Reuben and Shimon. So what do they say? So what do they say? They say, Azi Anei Araktio, with whose thread? With whose thread? Reuben says, with what? With his own thread. So then, why does Azi Anei Araktio? It's his thread. So the thing is, And Shimon says that he wove it with his thread. So the beggar is his because the thread with which the talent was woven is his. So the anarachio, whether Reuben was erek or Shimon was erek, is irrelevant. So it's mashma from Rashi that the anarachio, that's the relevant fact. Who was erek? Now, so we have to say, since we are dealing here with the mitzvah, so in other words, so that means let's say that they both say that the thread was found as a mitzvah. The thread was found as a mitzvah. And then Reuben says that he found the thread as a mitzvah. It was thread of Hezkiah. And then he was able to bag it. And Shimon says that he found it, and he was even that beggar. So why is the Araktio important? So the Araktio is not important, so they are arguing, who found the thread? Who found the thread? Well, so the answer is this. Now, if somebody will take another one's thread and he'll be able to get a beggar with that thread, so to whom will it belong? It will belong to the person whose thread it is, not to the Eirik. But suppose somebody will take thread of Hezkiah and be able to beg it, and be able to beg it. And suppose no kiyan was made, no kavone was done. They just picked up thread of Hezkiah and Mitzvah, and then they were already beggars with it. And they had no kavanah to be zeche in the thread. He had no kavanah to be zeche. So then, the one who is zeche, to him it will belong the beggar. I think I mentioned once that the Rambam Paschum, in Hilchos Maaseh, the Yerushalmi Maaseh, that if somebody is zeche in service of Hezkiah, so then it's highly Maaseh. The answer is, since he produced those pears, he was the tear of the tree, so there is one thing, and there is a riot, because there is one man on our wall that two men is king of Ishvachel. So even though the other man on our Israel, most of the shame passed from the king of Ishvachel, Ramtam passed, like the man on our woman king of Ishvachel. So why do we say, a woman king of Ishvachel? Because since there is one person who owns the capital, so even though the woman did work on it, the one who owns the material in which Ishvach was made, so he acquired the Ishvach. But even so, only because there is a bailing over the material in which the Ishvach was made, so he has a ding dimit that he acquires title to the Ishvach. Mashenke, if a human will take material that I have here, and he won't be there in it, so then everybody will agree that the whole Shvach, not only the Shvach, even the materials that were made into a new thing, so will become his, because he made it. So in a case where, let's say, the thread was Hezkiah, was the Mitzvah, and no one had kavanah to be zeich in the thread at that time, but they are arguing over the question who was Avery. So the one who was Avery, he would acquire title to the beggar. So Rashi apparently has reference to such a case where they are arguing over a beggar that was made out of thread that was picked up in the street as an Avery. And no one had Kavone, and it's conceded that no one had Kavone to be Zeichen at the time when he picked it up. When he picked it up. Because if they will argue, in other words, this one will say, I picked it up, and then and I had Kavone to be Zeichen, and then you came and you grabbed it from me. So then the fact who was there, it wouldn't be important who was there. So apparently Rashi has reference to a case where it is considered that the thread out of which the baggage was woven, so that was the thread that was picked up, and no one had kavone to be zeichet in the thread at that time. But then they are arguing who made it into a baggage. So one says, Reuven says that he made it into a baggage, he was there again, and Shimon says he was there again. So maybe in this case, so Rashi says, it's Yemuna Hachiyovirio. All right, now let's see the cases. Schneider is in the tower. I did the Arab Adizu Basra, Machrikis, Mesiris, Nagol Abai, Tony Masa, Daril Shalei, Ubihosha, Daril Shalei Abai, Tony Ochanam is in the hood. The Afa Gavin is famous, Sechte, in Sigar and Yishne, the Ike Mandoma, Kulen Izokin, Lafchodim Sichte, Hanemilei, Machrikis, Vachakin, Stop, לפי שרב לא יהיה למי כסידה, אלא כמו שהוא יהיה חפץ עם תלמיד. So ממילא, in one מסכת, if it's one מסכת, so ממילא we know that whatever is mentioned first was learned first. אבל כשחיב לא עשי לחיב רון, בצורך בכל מסכת, תם לא מניש נתח השוף הנאו, תאי לא מניש נתח השווה, מה זה תם המקת כסולי גחי מסי. ויחלוק, תאימא, דימא ישנה מהי דארבה, דאום הכל דאו נבר, פרשת את הבאת, ויש לו עם הדיורות נשענה, וחושב כאילו כל אחד יש לו בו בבד האחות, וענן צדה, so that's like the רבני תם, זה תאיזה זה בובת לך ומדלת, מנשן זה כבנים עם רבני תם. So there he says it more explicitly, but here too, the Lord Roshni implies that it's based upon the Bilur of Chazor Chavash Yishalei. Because if it's based upon the Sofik din of Mosek, Tate shouldn't use the expression on Ansadim. He says that Ansadim in my top is Heidi Day. Heidi Day. V'chein b'monesh lish. Dindane b'gmora l'talet. Choshef ahu sh'anifke teifez d'chat kashneyem. Kinyu em atmo mozokin day. לקח משנה דאוסם ועד היחד מנהיו ואנחנו כיחל יסמס וכך יהיה מונח אבל פאולי ביטוין את הוויו יחלי So what it says is how the faces reconcile the Gemara of Kol Daal Nidvar לגבי ארבע and the Gemara of Shimer the Talet so faces says that where is the Hilding so then it's an answer that each one has a head so Chazok HaMashur Yishalei and when both hold it So it's an ansade that they both hold it. If one holds it, so it's an ansade that it's the one who is topus or owns it. If both are topus, so it's an ansade that both own it. So each one owns it. Now the question is, why does the Gemara say, Bimone Shlishi, so the Gemara says, Dindam the Gemara with power, because the Gemara says, Leine, ואין מכניס לו את רבי איסי. את רבי איסי, הוא אמר, אם שם העיף סתרם היי, אלא הכל נימון החשוי לו, אלא מהי רבונון, כיבדם רבון השוי מר חשוי לו, הונה מקישור דומה, ישראיתי, היי מהי, אי אמר נשלם רבונון, לא שאני בעד ההי מונה אחד מן היו, אמר רבון נימון חשוי לו, הוכל נתלונן את הוואי, אמר רבות אבו ישווה, אלא אמר רבי איסי, השתם מה רוסום, ובבד היי כמו נאמר, וכמו מר אמר איסי מר חשוי לו, הוכל, דיגו נאמר אחד מהיו לכל שפ אפילו את אימר רבי איסי, הוסום ועלי כרמי, הוכם יהיה מעדי כרמי, אם את הווי יברדו לאגבו. Alright, so Taisa says, now Taisa doesn't mention, Rabbi Tam doesn't mention the element of Adar Amai, because Rabbi Tam holds that the whole significance of Adar Amai is only a little bit of Rabbi Eisi. Because we see that Rabbi Yitzchak applies it to all the Moritz. So, the Vada Yitzchak Lemar, Yitzchak Lemar. So why is it? Because of the Knaar. So when does Rabbi Yitzchak apply the Knaar? Of Yemunach, only when it's Vada Ramai. Masha'iki in the Rabbonon, they say Yemunach. Only the Gabriel Moneshlishi is where there is a topic, so it's not based upon Vada Ramai. So, Memeila, according to the Rabbonon, so, Vada Ramai or not Vada Ramai has no significance. But what has significance? The question is whether it's Achluka Yechel Yisemes or Ein Achluka Yechel Yisemes. So he says, so there is a question of the 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 question is this: if the halacha of Yachleiku is based upon an ansade, is based upon an ansade. So how does the Gemara apply the din of Yachleiku, the din of Yachleiku to Pekodin? So he says, "Zechim b'mona shlishi, zidame b'gmor l'tale, choshev ahu sh'anif ketivir chakishneyem, kirim atmo morzokim." Now the question is this. So now there is also morzokim. And not only morzokim, now, and according to Tesla, so it's not the sophic din morzok, it's the building of morzok. So how can we understand that? Bishleimen, Schneimer, Mitalis. So you vote all the talis, we can say, Anan Tade, the talis belongs to both. But over there, Schneim, Shiv, Kidu, Israel. Zemone, Zemosai. So we know that one was maski 200 Zeus, and one was maski just one Zeus. So how could we say Yachleiku, the Gemore applies the din of Yachleiku, the Gemore has the cash. So the Gemore tried to apply the din of Yachleiku regarding Shnayim Shifkid Yitzvechot. How can we say Anan Tzadeh by Shnayim Shifkid Yitzvechot, but there it's not Mozoki? The Shemeh hold it, the Nifket hold it. So he says that the Nifket is Tevez Cheskashneyev. But he is not Tevez Cheskashneyev. He is Tevez for each one separately. So, and he doesn't know whether the 200 Zeus, because he stays there, he kicks off course, whatever the Shema holds, so that's a feature of his maski. But it's not even Shifkidis Lechot. So there are two maskidim, Reuben and Shimon. So one of the two was maski the 200 Zeus, and one of the two was maski 100 Zeus. So of course, Levi, the Mitzket, he holds it, he keeps it for his maski. But he doesn't know for whom, so he doesn't hold it for the two of them. He holds for one, for Mr. X. He doesn't know whether X is Reuben or X is Shimon. But he holds it only for one. So how can we consider Reuben and Shimon holding the 200 Jews begotten? Only one holds. Reuben holds it or Shimon holds it. But somehow we don't see who holds it. Well, Reuben or Shimon, but it's certainly not Shneimus. This would be a case, let's say, where one person holds and the other one does not hold it. But Bezdin does not see whether Reuben is the one who holds the whole talis or Shimon is the one who holds the whole talis. Could we say that in such a case, so Shneimus would be just because Bezdin can see who holds it, whether Reuben holds the whole talis or Shimon of the Dalet? We certainly couldn't say that. So here too, the Nifket, he holds it. For Mr. X, whether X is Reuben or X is Shimon, that we don't know. But certainly, not the two of them hold it, because a Shimon holds it for the Mavki. And there was only one Mavki. There was only one Mavki of the Kikotan of Messiah. Thank you. Now, the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. Now, just turn to the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin, right after the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "How many mitzvahs about killing a man? I'm going to make a man of him tomorrow." Look at me. Shnayim shezkizu leitzlechot. Zemon is a Messiah. Zema shalim Messiah. Zema shalim Messiah. Nitzma zemon zemon hashoyim lechachoyiro. I'm going to call my guest. Look at me. Guest of the Israel contra Rabbanon. I'm going to call the Israel contra Rabbanon. The Rome is the Kodna Tikodin. The Rome is the Kodna Tikodin. 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 The Kodna אמר רובה, ראי שנעשה כמי שהפקידו בשני כך. דהבו להם למידק, זה נעשה כמי שהפקידו לבקרח אחד. זה רהבו למידק, so that took your soul to this tomorrow. One deal sees the way it appears here. Say זה נעשה כמי שהפקידו לבקרח אחד. זה לא יעבו למידק, so in other words, it means כי אם תביד להפקיד את הווי ברעדודה בחדים. זה המודום הלו עם גופר לקב לעדודה, אני לא קבדים. So according to this girl say, so it actually has reference to the case where it's the pikodin of the Mosaic and the pikodin of the mayor were made in two separate bonds. But it's not a kimishivki to the kracher. But actually it was two kochi. But there's another girl say that not safe and not a kimishivki to the kracher, but safe and bishivki to the kracher. In other words, that the Kodin of Messiah and the Kodin of the mayor were all in one bundle. But they mentioned one is Messiah, one has a Messiah, and one has money in them. But it was in one bundle. So the 300 Jews were all in one bundle. But it was mentioned that one has Messiah and one has a mono of the 300. One owns 200 of the 300 and one owns a mono of that. The Gersus Hagenim and also the Gersus Haramba. The Rambam is the Kerim of Hashem of Kod Maloch Adalet, so he says, in the middle there, towards the end of it, V'yim ha'yvim b'kha chechot. Chechot, v'chim in the Kira to Shnei Kira, v'chodot v'chat kot, v'chodot 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 כאחות ניס לקוטו לאחות מי הקוטו לשני ואשור ימונח, and before too, לפיחו, אם הביאו לי, עוד, בגילים גם דהלוך הדלו, שניים שהפקידו לי של האחות, זה מיור וזה מסי, ויכול לאחות משני ימי מר עלי ושהפקע לזה מסי, ואשי מרים מרים ידע, יש בכל האחות מהם שהפקיד מסיים ונטר כדין כל מיס בגנטר, ויית מסיים לזה ומסיים לזה, ומסית מיר מבית, שערי תשע, שערי ליחדית, שם כל האחות אותי שלהם, לפיכוך, אם הגיעו לי השניים כאחות, שום שמי זה כאחות, so he doesn't say, נעשה כמי שהפקידו לי כאחות. But the Rambam here says, like he just again, to say it, that this din of the Mishnah, כי נעשה כשהפקידו לו בי כאחות. לפיכוך, אם הגיעו לי השניים כאחות, שום שמי בי כאחות, ובואו וטובו, וכולך עוד אימי המסיים שלי, לסימונו לזה ומונו לזה, ואשור ימון החצלי עד לא אירו. הוא היה שיהיה ליחד חבר. So that's the girl saying, and many of the same who have that girl saying, not safe, not safe, כי מי שהפקידו לי כך אחות, but safe, כי שהפקידו לי כך אחות. So I heard from my father that Pace says probably had a jail cell. This Pace is here, from the town. Had a jail cell of safe execution in Kidderwood, Israel. So in other words, it makes all the difference in the world between not the Kimishin Kidderwood, Israel, or Kishin Kidderwood, Israel. Because if it's only if we are daring, not the Kimishin Kidderwood, Israel, so that means the two separate bundles. So everyone, Ruven, let's say, suppose Ruven was the one who was masked the 200 years, and Shimon was the one who was masked the 100 years, as a separate bundle. So that means that Levi is a shemir for Ruven separately, and is a shemir for Shimon separately. I mean, it's individual pigdenis. Even if it was Zedek Nizek, but it's still individual to Dennis.